Blog Talk Radio.
Might not be 2 in the morning, but the Eastern got company. Filing. Pick my phone. You're probably ready. Can't get in. Okay. Get an answer.
Tamika. Call in before we leave.
Coming out of Joshua, the 5th chapter, and the subject said, criticism at Gilgal. Now when all the Amorite king west of the Jordan and all the Canaanite king along the coast heard how the Lord had dried up the Jordan before the Israelite until we had crossed over, their heart melted, and they no longer had the courage to face the Israelites. At that time, the Lord said to Joshua, make flint knives and circumcise the Israelite again. So Joshua made flint knives and circumcised the Israelite at Gibbeth Harbor. Now this is why he did so. All these who came out of Egypt, all the men of military age died in the desert on the way after leaving Egypt. All the people that came out had been circumcised, but all the people born in the desert during the journey from Egypt had not. The Israelites had moved above in the desert 40 years until all the men who were of the military age when they left Egypt had died. Since they had not obeyed the Lord, for the Lord had sworn to them that they would not see the land that he had solemnly promised their father to give us, a land flowing with milk and honey. So he raised up his sons in their place. And these were the ones that Joshua circumcised. They were still uncircumcised because they had not been circumcised on the way. And after the whole nation had been circumcised, they remained where they were in camp until they were healed. Then the Lord said to Joshua, today I will roll away the report of Egypt from you, So the place has been called Gilgal to this day. Mm-hmm. On the evening of the 14th day of the month, while camped at Gilgal on the plain of Jericho, the Israelites celebrated the Passover. The day after the Passover, that very day, they ate some of the product of the land, unleavened bread and roast game. The mammon stopped it the day after. They ate this food from the land. There was no longer any manna from the Israelites, but the year they ate of the product in Canaan, the fall of Jericho. Now when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, "Are you for us or for our enemy?" "Neither," he replied, "but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, "What message does my Lord have for his servant?" The commander of the Lord's army replied, "Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy." And Joshua did so. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Joshua. Was it Joshua 5?
Yes. Yeah.
Amen, amen. Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter.
Happy Resurrection Day.
Resurrection Day. Amen,
amen.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the Nelson Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line led by Auntie Betty.
Can y'all hear me? My phone seems to be acting up on this end. You hear me good?
We can. Yes.
Yes.
We can.
Okay. Let us pray. Our Father, God of the universe, Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we thank you for this day, the day of resurrection and hope for all who believe in you. Thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. We know that your grace is a gift. Grace means God's riches at Christ's expense. As we pray for this, for you to bless this prayer line and the virus that has taken over our world today. God in 2 Corinthians 12:9 said, "God, you said, your grace is sufficient for us. Your power is made perfect in weakness. God, give us the strength to endure." Eternal God, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for always meeting the point of our needs. Thank you for accomplishing your will in the midst of our circumstance. Father, you said you will put no more on us than we can bear.
Okay.
So, Father, I ask you to bless this prayer line tonight as we win souls to Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that blessing, Auntie Betty. Let's see here. I will go ahead and get started. Well, let me go ahead and do a roll call. I forgot to do that in the beginning. But if I miss someone, please let me know. I have Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
Excuse me.
excuse me, Auntie Dot, Mother May.
Good evening.
Yes. Good evening.
Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley.
Good evening. Happy Resurrection Day.
And Brother Daniel.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Let's go ahead with Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. Happy Resurrection Day. And I'm coming from Matthew, the 28th chapter, starting verse 1. Jesus is alive. The Sabbath was over, and it was almost daybreak on Sunday when Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. Suddenly, a strong earthquake struck, and the Lord's angel came down from heaven. He rolled away the stone and sat on it. The angel looked as bright as lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards shook from fear and fell down as though they were dead. The angel said to the women, "Don't be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus who was nailed to a cross. He isn't here. God has raised him to life, just as Jesus said he would. Come to the place where his body was lying. Now hurry, tell his disciples that he has been raised to life and is on his way to Galilee. Go there and you will see him. That is what I came to tell you." The women were frightened and yet very happy as they heard from the tomb and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them and greeted them. They went near him, held onto his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said, "Don't be afraid. Tell my followers to go to Galilee. They will see me there." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Matthew. Next, I'll go to Mother May. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the resurrection of Christ. Now, brother, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel, you are saved. If you hold firmly to the word I preach to you, otherwise you have believed in vain. But what I receive, I pass on to you as of the first importance, that Christ died for our sin according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he had raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he's appeared to Peter, and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brethren at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me, also as to one abundant born. For I am the least of the apostles and do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecute the church of God, but by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No, I work hard than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God was with me. Whether then it was I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you believe. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Mother, out of 1 Corinthians. Next, I go to Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading out of John chapter 20, verse 19. When it was late that day, the first day of the week, and the doors were locked where the disciples were to fear for Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "May you have peace." After saying this, he showed them his hand and his side. When the disciples rejoiced at seeing the Lord, Jesus said to them again, "May you have peace, just as the Father has sent me. I'm also sending you." After saying this, he blew on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you have forgot the sin of anyone, they are forgiven. If you retain those anyone, but they are retained." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of John. Next, I go to Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of John, chapter 17. These words spake Jesus and lift up his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gave me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me in thy own self with thy glory, which I had before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gave me out of the world. They are, and they gave them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known all things whatsoever thou hast given to me of thee. For I have given unto them the word which thou gave me, and they have received them. And I have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep thy own name, whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those that you gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the Son of Perdition, that the Scripture might be filled." Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of John. Next, I go to Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from Habakkuk, chapter 3. It's a prayer.
Amen.
"Oh, Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. Oh, Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years made known, in wrath remember mercy. God come from Teman, and the Holy One from the Mount Pilgrim, Shalom. His glory covered the heaven, and the earth was still of his praise. And his brightness was as light, and had horns coming out of his hand. And there was the hiding of his power. Before him I went to Palestine, and burning coal were forth at his feet. He stood and measured the earth. He beheld and drove asunder the nation, and the everlasting mountain was scattered. And the perpetual hill did bow. His way up for everlasting. I saw the tent of the Cushman at a fiction, and the curtain of the land of the Medellin. did tremble. Was the Lord displeased against the river? Was there anger against the river? Was there wrath against the sea? That thou did ride upon the horses, only a chariot of salvation. A bow was made, quick and naked, according to the oath of the tribe, even thy word, Shelah. Thou did cleave unto the earth and the river. The mountains saw thee, and they tremble. An overflow of the water passes by, with deep uttering in the voice, and lifted up thy hand on high. The sun and the moon stood still in their habitation, and the light of them arrow that went and shining a glitter spear. Thou did march through the land of the indignation. Thou did thresh heathen in anger. Thou went forth for salvation of thy people, even for salvation for thine anointed, that wounded the head of the house of the wicked by discovering the foundation of unto the net. That did strike through thy stall and the head of thy villages. They came out of the whirlwind and scattered. Near rejoicing was to devour the poor secretly. Thou did walk through the sea with thy horses, through the heat of the water. When I heard my belly tremble, my lip quiver at the voice rotten enter into my bones, and I trembled in myself that I might rest in the day of trouble. When come upon the people, he will bathe them with his truth. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vine, the labor of the oil shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stall. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the Lord of my salvation, the Lord God of my strength. And he will make my feet like hind feet. He will make me walk upon my high places to the chief singer of the string instrument. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading. I took carry out of the Habakkuk prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Next I have Angela. Any news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to come out of 1 Corinthians 15:1-8, and the title is All Are Made Alive in Christ. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein you stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Let me read that again. And that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. That is our gospel. And that he was seen then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the other apostles. The last of all, he was seen of me, also, as of one born out of due time. Amen.
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 Oh, bear with me, guys.
Okay.
Okay, all right. We have reached a part of our program where we honor birthday.
Loretta, you didn't call me.
Hubert, I can't get them back on. Can you unmute those people for me?
No, it's changing. Yeah.
Yeah, my sister messing up, and I do apologize. Let's see here. Birthdays for the week of April 12th through the 18th.
Loretta, I haven't read yet.
Loretta?
Huh?
Loretta, Hubert haven't
yes.
read yet. Hubert haven't read yet.
Oh, brother Hubert, how did I skip you? Oh, I don't even have your name on my list.
You need to go.
Brother Hill, do you have any good news to share in the group tonight? All right, Brother Hill, we ready.
I'm coming out of Psalms 25, verse 4 to 12. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all the day long. Remember, O Lord, your grace, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways, according to your love. Remember me, for you are good, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful for those who keep the demands of his covenant. For the sake of your name, O Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. Who then is man that fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way chosen for him. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Psalms 25. Let's see here. Guess I better call on Daniel. Daniel, do you have any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Well, I just want to say good to everybody was doing this time, and happy Easter to everybody. I hope y'all plant the egg.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that greeting with us, little Daniel. Actually, I need to do the sick and shut in. I jumped all the way over to the birthdays. Okay, everyone, bow your head.
Where are you on today?
I'm being rushed. The kids just left. The kids just left, so I'm just being rushed. I hate being like this, and then I don't have my tablet, so it's a big story.
I need your rest, so you take it off.
Oh, everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, one moment, please.
Be still.
Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you lift up Auntie Marie, Auntie Wally, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Janet, Auntie Dot, Mother May, Sister Angela and family, Sister Shirley and family, the Allen family, the Lakeland family, the Verner family, the Moore family, the Franklin family, the Lowe family, the Hurd family, Lenny and family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Johnson family, the Ross family, Essie May and family, the Cody family, the Williams family, Tanya and family, Kamisha and family, Jarrell and family, the Chaplin family, the Peters family, the Simmons family, the Brown family, Reverend Slapian family, the Moody family, McClure family, Charles and family, Miss Bird and family, Andrew and family, Charlie and family, Mary Ann and family, Malik and family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Abe, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, DeMarcus, Malachi, Eric, Brian, Tony, and anyone else we are not aware of, but they stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you look upon us with eyes of mercy, and we ask that you lay your healing hand upon us to give us the strength that we need to keep pressing forward. And Father God, may your life-giving power go into every cell in our body. Father God, we thank you for life, and we ask that you take care of all of your children. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, now we have reached the birthdays, and we're speaking of the week of April 12th through the 18th.
On the 12th, we have Ms. Ursula Randolph. On the 13th, we have Auntie Carrie, our very own. On the 17th, we have Latoya Simmons. And then on the 18th, we have Cheryl Richardson, Andy, John Bonner, Douglas Snappy Sr., and then the late Robert Lowe. Are there any other birthdays?
Okay. Amen. Did you say Auntie Carrie's birthday?
Yes.
Oh, you was going to be my singer tonight. I don't guess I want you singing for your birthday. let's see here. How about Brother Hubert? You saw last week, huh?
No, I did.
Well, I did.
No, he did. I saw it last week.
Up on
the okay. Happy birthday.
Okay, here, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song tonight?
And happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Many, many more. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Hubert. And let's see, we have reached a part of the program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report testimony, a song, a poem, or even more Bible verses. And I'll just go down the list, and you can share. Okay, I will start out with Angela. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I just want to say a prayer.
Okay.
Father God, we are so grateful that you love us so much that you made atonement for our sins through Jesus Christ, whose resurrection gives us hope. We long for our heavenly body when we will live in eternity, Father. Help us to share this good news with everyone we know, not just with our words, but by the way we live our life. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that prayer, Angela. Next, I go to Auntie Carrie. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I have a coming out of Psalm 149. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praises in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king.
Let them praise his name in dance. Let them sing praise unto him with trembling and heart. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beauty the meek and will salvation. Let the saints be joyful in their glory. Let them sing aloud upon their bed. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathens, to punishment upon the people, to bind their king with chains and their noble with fetter of iron, to execute upon them the judgment with written. His honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Psalms. Next, I go to Hubert. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I think the most scriptures out of Luke 24, 17 to 22, to 24. And he said unto them, what manner of communication are these that ye have one to another, as ye walk in the sand? And the one of them whose name was Cleopas answered, said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priest and our ruler delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yeah, and certain women also of our company made us astonished which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had seen a vision of angels, which said unto them that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even as the woman had said, but him they saw not. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Luke. Next, I have Sister Shirley. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, our fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and the joy that he gives. Oh, but greater still, the calm assurance we can face uncertain days because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that poem with us, Because He Lives, Sister Shirley. Next I have Auntie Betty. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I have a prayer I wrote today. I want to read it out.
Amen. Amen.
Our Father, here we are again. We come to honor you this Resurrection Sunday. Thank you for your darling son, Jesus, the one that came down through 42 generations. Born to a Virgin Mary, taught his disciples everything that they know, and the disciple turned the world right side up. He also taught them how to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Jesus died on the old rugged cross. Early Sunday morning, he rose from the dead, all power in his hand. Jesus is alive. I know Jesus lives because he lives within our hearts. He is in control. Jesus is all powerful. Jesus loves us just as we are. It's something about that name, Jesus. Yes. It is the sweetest name I know. So let us seek to follow him. It's time for us to shine for Jesus. God bless us to wake up this morning, closing our right mind. Hey, since enough to get up, put on our clothes, and bless the Lord and thank him for all that he has done. Jesus' name, we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you for help and strength. We thank you for this prayer line where we come together to worship and praise your name. There is hope. So let us love God and love each other. Love our family, our friends, and people all over the world. I lost myself somewhere. and God's special people. So let us pray and give God glory and praise for this virus that has taken over our world today. There is hope. Resurrection means hope. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Mm-hmm. And then he said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
All right. Auntie Betty, thank you for that prayer. And you headed on to be an author, huh? Right, y'all. You need that as an illustrator, and you're on your way.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that.
Amen.
I will share just a quote out of the Daily Bread. And it just says that Jesus entered into our dark world to bring us freedom and life.
Right.
Resurrection. Celebrate that. He accomplished what he set out to do. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, next I have Auntie Dot. Any praise before testimony song or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 148. Praise Jehovah from the heaven. Praise him in the height. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his army. Praise him, sun and the moon. Praise him, all shining stars. praise him, O high heaven, and wall above the heaven. Let them praise the name of Jehovah, for he had command, and they were created. Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Psalms, Auntie Dot. Next I have Mother May. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm coming somewhat out of Isaiah 53. It said, Christ is the sin bearer as follows of Christ. We can rejoice that he died in our place. The wrath of God that we should have experienced and the punishment of our sin was laid on Jesus. He suffered and died the death that we should have died. He took our place. Such love is beyond comprehension. We can only respond with the words of the hymn writer, Hallelujah, what a Savior. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Isaiah. Let's see here. Let's see, is there anything anyone would like to share before we go into our closing prayer?
Loretta.
Yes, Brother Daniel.
It's me, it's we, it's us, oh Lord. But I need a little prayer. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. That you really surprised me. I wasn't even going to call on you a second go round.
Yeah.
Praise God. Praise God. He's still working on you. Keep it going.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. It's me, oh Lord.
Yes.
Okay. I want to make a report that everybody reads Psalm 91. If you can do it every day, do it. It's like a scripture for your medicine. If you take medicine twice a day, do it twice a day. If you take it three times, do it three times a day. So,
amen.
Yeah.
Amen. All right.
Amen. Okay, amen. Psalms 91 is the reading for the week.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, well, let me go ahead and assign parts for next week, and I just want to go ahead and thank the ones that filled in for parts this week. We had Mother May during the Joshua 5, and Auntie did a beautiful prayer, blessing the prayer line, the day of the resurrection. And Auntie Kara will be coming up soon to do the closing prayer. So, do I have any takers for Joshua 6?
I will.
Who said that?
Hubert.
Mr. Cheryl, I think.
Hubert said it.
Cheryl
can do it. Hubert said he'd do it.
Hubert?
Oh,
okay. How about the blessing of the prayer line? Anyone want to bless the prayer line next week? How about the closing prayer? Do I have any takers for the closing prayer? Okay,
I'll
we'll
bless
get
the prayer line.
I'm sorry?
I'll bless the prayer line.
Who is that?
Shirley.
Sister Shirley.
Sister Shirley.
And okay, all right. So for next week I have Joshua 6 being read by Brother Hubert, and blessing the prayer line would be Sister Shirley. And we'll fill in the closing prayer at a later time. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer led by Auntie Carrie.
Okay.
Father, we come to you thanking you for another day, thanking you for your grace and your mercy, giving us another chance to call on your holy name. You said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forget their sins and heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attending to their prayer that is made in this place. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time. And Lord, we thank you for your outstretched hand that you will heal this land. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful closing prayer, Auntie Carrie. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellis family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help us throughout this week. And Father God, we ask that you continue to bless the president and everyone in the White House, bless America, Israel, our school kids, and the parents that had to be teachers, become teachers for at this time of need, and for all the people that are on the front line, especially my sister Angela and my brother Doug. Father God, we ask that you just keep them safely. And we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemies. Put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. God loves you, and so do me. Hey, everyone, have a glorious, prosperous, healthy, victorious week. We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
Come on, Daniel, let's sing. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh, Lord. Where you at, Daniel?
God.
Standing
in the prayer. Are you there, Daniel? Amen.
Not my brother, not my sister, but my what? How
it
go? It's
going where you want to go. It's us.
Come on, Daniel.
We all need a prayer.
Come on. I got your back. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord. Standing in need of prayer. How else it goes?
It's you, oh Lord.
Standing in need of prayer.
Yeah. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Man.
Hallelujah. Good night, everyone. We love you all.
Good night.